And welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. And today's subject is liberty. You know, it's interesting. The number one reason why God is upset with his people, as you read through, say, the book of Jeremiah or Nehemiah, you find that he is upset with the people of Judah because they would not set the captives free. And this was repeated, of course, in Nehemiah as well. The theme of setting captives free is really the gospel message. And the Jubilee was intended to bring a strong message of gospel prophecy into the Old Testament era, and yet it was largely ignored in the Old Testament. So, friends, the whole question of liberty is an important question. And indeed, we are seeing a major hit on freedoms, political freedoms, economic freedoms, social freedoms, not just in this country, but around the world. And it's getting worse. Indeed, the COVID-19 crisis has really put a major hamper on social liberties, political liberties, economic liberties as well, in just about every nation around the world. Even churches have been shut down and pastors put in jail in Canada and elsewhere around the world in just the last year or two. Major assaults on liberty have happened in the Western world. Political, economic, social freedoms, major hit. Christian persecutions on the rise in over 100 countries around the world, largely due to a contraction of Christian influence in the Western world. Freedom House, not exactly a Christian organization, but they monitor freedoms, liberties around the world, and they say freedom has been contracting worldwide for 15 years, largely because the Christian faith has no longer had much influence upon the political and social spheres in the Western world and other nations around the world. In just 2020, according to Freedom House, 46 more countries declined in freedom than the number of countries in which freedoms increased. And friends, that's been going on for 15 years. Now, as Christians, of course, it brought Western liberties into the world. China didn't bring Western liberties. China brought legalism back in, the first several centuries, then communism. China's been good at abridging liberties. But it was the Western world that brought about Christian liberty. Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, the most committed Christians, bringing about liberty and the Bill of Rights, certainly the Bill of Rights. We would not have had an independence from England had it not been for the influence of Samuel Adams and Patrick Henry, and they were the major force behind the Bill of Rights and solidifying liberties in this country. Of course, Magna Carta, 800 years ago, it was Christians that brought freedom into England and back it up to King Alfred and Athelstan and others. It has been Christians exclusively, and of course, it was post-Christians like Karl Marx that reintroduced slavery, massive economic tyrannies and political tyrannies into the modern world, and now we're suffering from the influence of Karl Marx, socialism, Marxism, Nazism, fascism, fill in the blank. This has come about by the influence of post-Christians. So will Christians ever bring freedom back to the world, or will we leave our children in gulags and prison camps? That's the question. Will Christians ever show up and count freedom a value? Of course, ultimately, freedom is the freedom from sin. If the Son will set you free, you will be free indeed. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ from John 8. Well, we're going to talk about a vision for liberties and freedom, and of course, freedom that the gospel brings, the ultimate freedom from sin that comes by the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's got to come back into the churches. Christians have to believe this stuff again, or we will leave the world in abject tyranny by the year 2040. That's where we're headed. Total communism, totalitarianism, Big Brother 1984-ish communism and totalitarianism governing every nation around the world. If Christians do not get the vision and pass it on to their children, liberty will be gone, gone, gone. Well, the Family Vision Conference is scheduled for February 17th through 19th in Phoenix, Arizona, running from Thursday night through Saturday. I plan to be there, God willing, the creek don't rise. Pastor Jason Young, coordinating the conference this year, and the Family Vision Conference will focus in on this theme, if the Son will make you free, you will be free indeed. Wow. If there was ever a time for a theme like this, Jason, it would be now. Pastor Jason joins me now in Generations. Welcome, friend.
Hi, Kevin. Good to be here.
Critical theme. Think about how much freedoms have been abridged in just the last 2 years. We're falling off the cliff on this one, Jason.
Yeah, things have really ramped up in ways 2 years ago that we would not have imagined.
Wow. Wow. Give me some examples. What comes to mind? What's going on?
Well, you have the shutting down of churches. I think that is a big one. Shutting down of churches that was voluntary by many, just at the thought of a COVID across the board, church attendance down drastically, not being able to work. I mean, economics, religious freedom, those are pretty significant issues in our culture.
And don't forget the fact that government spending divided by the GNI increased from roughly 35% to one half of the GNI in just the last 2 years, thanks to quantitative easing, massive budget increases and such, meaning that the majority of life as measured by the gross national income in any given year has now gone to an over 50%, over halfway position. That is, most of life now in America is government. And again, that's up from 35 to 45% over the last, the previous 20 to 30 years, and up from about 4 to 6% at the turn of the 20th century. So government is at least 10 times larger than it was at the turn of the 20th century, as measured as a percentage of the GNI. And now it has topped 50% in this country and so many other countries around the world, which means that we live in some of the most tyrannical countries, as measured by the sheer size of government, than any other nations have faced in the history of mankind. And I just don't think that we understand what is going on, the abridging of freedom everywhere. I'm not sure Americans understand this, largely because we are the frogs in the slowly boiling water, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a transition. And when you transition from one to the next, one structure to the next, there's an overlap. And we're in that overlap. We're in that gray kind of overlap. We still remember the freedoms of the past. We still kind of hang on to them. But yet there's some stuff that's really not good coming in. We're right in that transition period. And that's why we're going to talk about freedom. That's why God has the church right there to stand in the gap and to cry out to him and to ask his mercy on the forgiveness of our sin.
Do you think there are people who still consider freedom to be something of a value? First of all, freedom from sin, but then freedom from the unnecessary servitude to large governments, freedom to homeschool our children without imposition on the part of local school districts, freedom to not vaccinate your children, you know, despite the fact that these vaccinations have proven to be dangerous, and children under 18 years of age are four times more likely to die of the vaccine, per the recent Columbia University study, versus dying of the disease itself. You know, given all of this and the full court press on the part of our governments to force vaccines, do you think that there are Christians still left in America consider freedom a value?
I do. I do think there are Christians that value freedom. I think, however, there is a difficulty in going from that value to Scripture, and then from Scripture back to the culture. So I think there's a lack of a biblical worldview understanding that can take the Scripture and apply it to the issues of our day. And that even though there's a value for that, it's hard to stand on the Word of God and articulate and understand what that means for today.
Let's go to the root issue. Of course, the Word of God does present freedom from the unnecessary servitude of men as being a value. 1 Corinthians 7, 21-23 is the key passage, of course, that Christians have used for 2,000 years. And, you know, this is one reason why we set the captives free. We don't want them slaving away in these fiefdoms, and we don't want them slaving away under massive Marxist governments. We believe that freedom is a value because, you know, if you can be free, use it. Rather, you bought with a price, be not the servants of men. Certainly, that is a command of Scripture, no getting around it. But let's get to the theological root of this, and we're going to deal with this in one of the most critical conferences, I think, in America in 2022, and that is the theological root has to do with our freedom from sin. Jesus did not just come to forgive us of our sins. Didn't he come to set the captives free?
Yeah, he came to destroy the works of the devil, to set us free so that we could be free indeed, free to follow his commands, follow his ways, and to live a life of liberty that's pleasing to him. And it's an amazing life. It's the best life ever. But it is by faith in his word.
Yeah. Yeah, now to take the guy who, you know, maybe he's got some interest in, political freedoms. He doesn't really want to get the vaccines. He don't want shove the shot into his six kids, but he's still got a problem with an addiction to pornography. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he is in bondage to sin. Now that guy needs more than political freedom. You agree with that?
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
What does he need? Tell us what he needs.
Right. He needs the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth in his heart, that form of doctrine in his heart, to trust the truth more than he trusts himself, more than the lies of the culture. The truth will set you free. And for that truth to set you free, you must believe it over and against all the lies of the enemy.
You know, it's interesting that our founders put those things together, understood that, you know, you couldn't be free as a people if, you know, 79% of your population that is born in any given year is born out of wedlock. If your divorce rate is, you know, 68%, you got 94% of your young men addicted to porn. You're not going to be free, that being the case. As Benjamin Franklin would say, either you'll be governed by God or by God you'll be governed. Either you'll be governed by God's law, and you'll have a something of a self-government going on in your own experience, in your own life, or by God's providence, you will be tyrannized big time. So either you'll be self-governed or you will be tyrannized, and that, of course, is exactly what is happening, that because so many people are addicted to sin and their family life is in shambles, and the divorce rate is through the ceiling, and 95% of people getting married have confessed to premarital sex before their wedding day. By the transgression of the people, many are the princes thereof. That's the proverb that ties into it. And Jason, I mean, here lies the issue. I would love to say that we could all rush out, fight for freedom out from under big government, and not worry about the fact that we have all these sinful issues in our own personal lives. But it's just impossible, isn't it? You're going to be tyrannized if you have not been set free from your sin. So herein lies the problem. Jesus said, if the Son will set you free, you will be free indeed. So you're going to have, I guess, root freedom if you're going to enjoy these political freedoms or economic freedoms. And that's the point that libertarians are missing out on.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head that the gospel produces self-governance. And self-governance is self-control as defined by the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. God gives us the gift of righteousness and salvation. And then in sanctification, he empowers us to walk out that gift that he gives us through the power of the Holy Spirit in ways that are amazing. Self-government, self-control. And that has been the blessing of America, that amazing heritage that we have had since the Reformation coming through Europe into America. It's amazing what families have done, just simple families obeying the Word of God by the grace of God, have produced in this country. I mean, it is truly amazing. So it is encouraging being in America, seeing what we have had. Yes, it's discouraging seeing what we've lost, but we are in a critical position to see both of these perspectives and know exactly what we need to do. We need to get back to the Word of God. We need to preach and believe the true gospel that causes us to repent of our sins and actually follow the Word of God and commit ourselves to God in whatever way he wants to use us.
What is your vision for the Family Vision Conference this year, Jason? You know, I mean, we want people to value freedom. We want people to understand what freedom looks like. We want them to know that to be a Christian, you will be set free from your sins. Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. I think we've lost something of a message of the gospel. We've lost a sense of what Jesus came to do. Now, I want to come to this conference and as best as I can present a biblical basis for freedom, a biblical definition of freedom, and how tightly connected this is to the gospel itself. And I just don't think that emphasis has been in the churches enough. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, Jesus said the truth will make you free. He came to destroy the works of the devil. That's like he removes them from your life. When you're born again, he puts that seed in you that you do not sin. That doesn't mean you don't ever struggle, but it does begin to change you. And when that becomes the faith conviction, that actually does change you. The gospel actually changes you from the inside out, not the outside in, from the inside out. And that's where true liberty begins. And when that happens to a mother, a father, a child, it begins to change that whole household. There's a sanctifying aroma that takes, sometimes there's a battle, but there's also, by God's grace, an aroma of grace that floods that household. And so we talk about family transformation. We talk about church transformation. This is the message that needs to go into the churches, the true gospel into the churches, to set the captives free. It's the message of Jesus Christ.
And I think we need to be addressing the question of what to do when you're facing the tyranny of the state. And my understanding is the conference is going to spend some time on this question of when the state begins to curtail Christian liberties, and when the state begins to tell the church to shut down and not sing the hymns, and to limit the access to communion to just those who have been taking the vaccine. I think at some point the church needs to stand up and say, we are going to insist upon Christian liberties in this arena. And we need to be talking through these things as pastors, as church members in our church, if we believe in liberty, if we want to obey God rather than men. And we need to understand where those lines are to be drawn. And we're going to get into some of that at the conference, is my understanding.
Yeah, and I think what this year showed is, or this year and last year, is how disconnected the churches are. The disconnected church is not faring too well. The disconnected church is not making it into these issues. They're not going to be able to stand. It's the connected church. When I say connected, I mean connected to God through the gospel, connected to one another through love, that we can forge these conversations and that we can stand in this day. And so these conversations are critical, that we build relationships, we build connections, we build true love for God and for one another. We can trust each other, we can share each other, and then we can share in the sufferings of Christ together. Because yes, there's sufferings here. There's a suffering of Christ that the church is always called to share in the suffering together. And so as we have that strength, that's the strength that the world doesn't understand. It's because it comes from Jesus. Jesus gives his church the strength to stand against the wiles of the devil, and we can stand as we are connected to God and we have fellowship one with another. Then when these mass mandates or whatever the next edict comes, and we can see through that, we're going to say no thank you. But if there's not a gospel connection within the church itself, within the fabric of God's people, they just fall over.
I think we need to be equipped with biblical and historical reasons why we would insist upon Christian liberties. This is the 2022 Family Vision Conference, scheduled for February 17th through 19th in Phoenix, Arizona. Friends, Christian Liberty in an Age of Tyranny is what it's called. How to be set free for sexual purity from a world of sexual bondage. How to be set free for love away from the selfish pursuits of idolatry. How to be set free by the gospel. These are some of the themes that's coming out for this conference: living under tyranny for the glory of God, three men responding to tyranny from Scripture, the church's response to tyrants, shouting the Jubilee, experiencing true liberty in the Christian life, the Christian legacy of liberty throughout history. That's one of my presentations. Also, confronting tyrants and the idolatry of the state and preferring Christian liberty, islands of freedom. These are the themes that we want to bring out at the Christian Family Vision Conference coming in just about 6 or 7 weeks from now in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, friends, it's heritagebaptistaz.org or familyvisionconference.com. That's heritagebaptistaz.org or familyvisionconference.com. Well, anything more to say just to encourage people to this theme? You really think this is the theme for 2022, don't you, Jason?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it all politically, theologically, ethically, we need the gospel, and we need to take that gospel and live out the liberty that we have. It's the time. It's time to be bold in our faith and to stand for the truth and the liberty that has set us free.
Friends, we are living in an increasingly post-Christian culture, which means that Christian liberties are being attacked everywhere. We've lost every serious religious liberty case in the court since 2016, the New Mexico photographer case, the flower shop in Washington, that's this year, the Hawaii B&B case 3 years ago, the Bostock case last year. We have lost every serious religious liberty case in the court since 2016, and I think it's because Christians have not committed themselves to liberty. It's not a value anymore in the Christian churches. Christian persecution, as I said, on the rise all around the world. Yet God has provided some islands of freedom for homeschoolers over the last 30 years. I think that's interesting. That's because God has been committed to liberty in some of these areas, and he's looking for us to gain something of a vision for liberty, for family freedoms, for ourselves and for our families. So let's fortify the islands. Let's expand the islands. Let's equip our children in a Christian principles concerning liberty based on God's law. Let's disciple our children in God's word. And that's why this conference. I've said this many times before. We don't want to leave our children in gulags and prison camps. And this will happen if we do not embrace the heritage of liberty that's been passed on to us for 800 years. So friends, I'm encouraging you to equip your family in a biblical concept of liberty, for the sake of your children and your grandchildren. So check out the conference in Phoenix, Arizona, February 17th through 19th, the Family Vision Conference. FamilyVisionConference.com is the website. And Pastor Jason Young has been my guest on the Generations broadcast today. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
And you have been listening to the Generations Radio broadcast. If you'd like to interact with the radio program, email me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.